Hey, it's Meatball.
And Mark.
And this is the Rocker Morning Show on demand from 107.7 RKR. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
What is up, man?
Happy Friday to you, dude.
Thank you. And to you as well.
Yeah, man.
And to all those that celebrate as well.
Everyone who celebrates Friday.
Literally everyone. Well, I would think so. Unless you work like weird shifts and you have to go in on the weekend. Like then, you know, my Sunday is my Friday type of situation.
True.
Then, you know, happy Sunday to you in a couple days.
Exactly.
We're not going to be in the studio. Oh, man. How late did you stay up to watch the draft last night?
Did not. Got a good amount of sleep.
Oh, wow. All right. Yep. Well, I did not. I stayed up for a lot of it. Actually, before we get to the draft, we need to talk about our draft from yesterday.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Drumroll, please.
Oh, man.
The winner from yesterday's Ultimate Michigan Music Draft. The verdict is in. With the exception of the two people who just made their own lineup, which I respect and honor that. The winner is neither of us.
Awesome.
it's a tie. So our drafts are apparently equally Ultimate Michigander.
Nice.
In terms of that. Though, I just want to point out that only one artist from our list actually showed up at the draft last night. And that's mine. Eminem showed up last night at the draft.
Well, he was on stage. Bob Seger could have been there.
Well, yeah, but Eminem was on stage.
Right, he was on stage.
I'm just saying.
I don't know who you called to make that happen.
I know people. I did think it was funny that the big thing about the NFL draft, you know, is they bring out the commissioner and everyone boos
him
on stage. You know, it's like an automatic response.
Yeah, tradition.
Yeah, exactly. But it was funny because, like, he walked out and you just hear, boo! I mean, the whole crowd just cried. You could tell. They didn't show it on TV. They were just switching cameras. You could tell the second Eminem walked down on stage because it was, boo, yay!
Pretty much. Why did they call Detroit Big D?
Dallas. I don't know.
What a nitwit.
That guy just, oh, God. He tries so hard to be cool, and anytime he does that, he fails miserably and just even harder. He's so cringy. So cringy.
But I saw some of the photos.
Oh, it's insane.
I am so glad I'm not going to Detroit today.
I saw you were talking about parking.
Yeah.
Trying to get to a game. $100. I was seeing $100 just for parking even remotely close to it.
I told you the parking was going to be more expensive than the Tigers tickets. I'm like, nah, yeah. I'm not even doing that.
Yeah, you wouldn't even pay for hot dogs and beer, man.
I'm curious if anybody listening went yesterday because that was absolute madness.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they would have even made it back by now.
Well, and maybe they listen to us on the app in the morning.
Yeah.
And they're driving back this morning. You know what I mean? You could be doing that. So a couple of notes from the draft last night. One, the commissioner bringing people out to try and keep people from booing him is hilarious. you know, when he walked out with Eminem, obviously you can't boo Eminem. So people are just like, I don't know what to do. And then there was a draft pick. I forget which team it was. I want to say maybe it was the Chargers. But he... so bad, and he does this every year. He walks out on stage and you hear boo, and then this family that nobody knows walks out behind him and you hear boo. Oh God, I don't know if I can boo these people or not. We don't know who they are. And it's like the family of a fallen soldier.
Oh God.
So it just goes, and then he tells you who they are while he's at the mic and you hear boo, and then it just goes deadly silent. Because they're like, oh, crap. Dang it.
That's a security blanket right there.
Yeah. But record attendance last night, 275,000 people. That is a record first day attendance for the NFL draft. That was awesome. We got a Jared Goff chant. That was awesome. And I don't know if Jared was actually introduced on stage, but he did come out there eventually.
Okay.
Which was great. Again, this is great. The other big boos that came on the night, Ohio players being introduced on stage.
Got him.
Because there was, I forget the guy from Ohio State that was there. And then there was another player from Ohio from Toledo that received boos just because they were from Ohio. And I absolutely love that. And then probably the biggest highlight, Terrier Arnold. He's a corner from Alabama. He got drafted by the Lions last night. He came out on stage. The crowd popped for him. They were cheering him. They were chanting his name. He was turning around. I mean, he was just soaking it in. You could see the goosebumps on his arm.
Yeah.
When he was talking to the crowd, man. And it was awesome. It was a super cool moment for Detroit last night, I think. If you were there, I'm very curious as to what the atmosphere was like in person, what you got to see, where you were in the crowd. Like, I'm very curious about what the entire environment was. So 978-1077, if you were there at the draft, we kind of want to know what it was like. If you got photos, I'm going to make a post on our Facebook page here. If you got some photos from yesterday, would love to see what those look like as well. But, yeah, night two of the draft. You going to be watching tonight, Mark?
I got things to do.
Yeah. I've spent 2 days this week staying up for Thunder games and then the draft last night. I need a nap. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rock Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
We got somebody who went to the draft yesterday that's up early enough this morning to chat with us on Facebook. Anthony's saying he was at the draft last night. Nothing like being in a crowd with 250,000, actually 275,000 people. And Kayfabe, the People's Band, did an amazing performance in Greektown. while things are going on, he is going to be sticking around for day two of the draft as well. So it sounds like it was a good time, regardless of where you were in the crowd. Man, I'm kind of jealous now I'm not going, but also I don't have $100 for parking, so that ain't happening. All right, Mark, we got to talk about something.
Yeah.
I have to apologize to you for scolding you yesterday because something came up about Ohio. And I was like, no, don't you ever say those words. I'm admonishing you for even saying something positive about Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio might have actually done something really cool. There is a company there named Throw Flame that specializes in making flamethrowers.
Oh, my gosh.
They've got, you know, the standard ones that you see in, like, video games, you know, the two-handed ones with the long nozzle and everything. They have a smaller kind of single handheld version, a drone flamethrower, and coming soon to a home near you, robot dog flamethrowers.
Wow. What could go wrong?
Surely nothing. There's actually a video I've got up of these things on the Rocker app at WRKR.com. These are real. They're not just some like government project that you can only get with like DOD contracts or whatever. These are real automated robotic flame throwing like robot dogs, you know, and by dog, I mean those like four legged robots you see at like Caltech or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's what these are. And they have a flamethrower on their back.
Oh, my God.
Fully automated with obstacle detection camera system, a 30-foot range from a controller, if you so choose to use that, spotlight, laser-guided system, which looks horrifying at night, and, of course, a big old flamethrower on its back.
This is an awful idea. Why would the common person would not want to own one of these things?
What if they were under $10,000 a piece? You can buy a fully automated robot flame-throwing laser-guided dog for $9,420.
Or I could do something logical with that money instead of potentially inviting in a giant house-burning mechanism into my home that could literally just do whatever it wants to do. Gets a little bug, a little virus in the mechanics.
Right.
Boom. Your boy's a s'mores.
Yeah, but like until that point, it would be a lot of fun.
No. It's easy for you to say, man. You live alone.
Well, that's
my
fair.
Dog would be freaking on fire in the middle of the night. Well, like, what is going on?
I would assume every neighbor around me in my apartment complex would not be super happy about it either. Under 10 grand, though, for a flamethrowing robot dog, like that's a steal, man. That's a great price.
Listen. We're getting a message from Kevin Daly. He said, what do you mean? I wouldn't want a flamethrower. Sign me up. Who wouldn't want a
I would. Yes,
Kevin,
exactly.
You're out of your mind, man.
No, I agree with Kevin. You want the flamethrowing robot dog. If you had the money, the disposable income, which is laughable for most of us under like 45. But if you just happen to have 10 grand lying around, you seriously would not contribute to the start of Skynet and get one of these things?
All right, hit us up 978-1077. I want to know, would you invite one of these things into your home? Because no. I think Meatball's crazy for this.
You don't put it in the home. You set it in front of the home.
Yeah, but then somebody will steal it.
No, they won't. It's got a flamethrower on it. It'll burn them.
We need to investigate this a little more.
I think we have done all the investigation we need. Flamethrowing self-automated defense mechanism.
Seems very reckless.
Well, it is from Ohio.
It's time to turn up your dials and tune out the traffic because we're playing the Daily Five on the Rocker Morning Show. Testing the mental magnitude of your favorite morning monkeys on the radio. And now, your hosts for the Daily Five, Meatball and Mark Frank House.
It is the Daily Five where Mark and I ask each other questions. The other one answers. Today, I'm asking the questions. Mark is answering. And Mark, you got some help on the line from a very excited Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing great, dude. I'm so happy right now. I've been trying all for the last 2 weeks.
Jerry, you are caller number 7.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Meatball, you've said you're caller number 6. I don't know how many times to me in the last 2 weeks.
Well, I don't do it on purpose, I swear.
Jerry, we got to make him pay today on the Daily Five. You got to help me get 3 out of 5 questions correct. If you do, we'll take the 4-1 lead for the week. If not, Meatball will get the 3-2 to finish out the week.
All right, spinning that wheel. Now, I don't know why I'm spinning the wheel, because you know what? The point doesn't matter for me today. It does more for you, just for gloating. These are all entertainment questions today.
Okay.
All right, so question number 1. Which 90s alternative rock band is led by Bob Dylan's son, Jacob Dylan? Is it the Gin Blossoms, the Wallflowers, or Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Is it the Wallflowers?
Not really. I just know that one song that they play, that one headlight song. That's the only song I know from them.
That's the Wallflowers?
Mm-hmm. That's the Wallflowers.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, for some reason, the Wallflowers jumped out at me. Again, I don't know why. Bob Dylan's son, huh?
Mm-hmm. Jacob Dylan is his name.
Man, I don't know. I think the Wallflowers, that's the one that jumped out at me, Jerry.
Yeah, he is in the Wallflowers, guaranteed.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right, well, final answer.
All right, Wallflowers, final answer. Yeah, oh, you're wow. Right. Yeah, 100%.
That's cool.
Yeah. Learned something new the other day when I saw that.
Right? That's wild.
All right, we're still in entertainment. In the movie Jaws, what was the name of Quint's boat? Was it Big Tuna, the Orca, or Sharkbait?
Wasn't the Orca?
That's what I was thinking right off the bat. I've seen it a lot. I mean, I haven't seen it since it came out in the 70s or whatever.
Yeah. I think the Orca makes more sense. I don't think they would have named it Sharkbait, although that is funny semen humor. I like the Orca, Jerry. I think we'll go with Orca, final answer, Meatball.
Going Orca, final answer. That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah. I was really kind of hoping it was Big Tuna, to be
Big
quite
Tuna.
Honest.
Yeah, that is a great name.
All right. Sticking with entertainment. Don Herbert is the real life name of which TV science personality? Is it Mr. Wizard, Beekman from Beekman's World, or Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Who?
Wait,
his who? Real name is Don Herbert.
Don Herbert.
Did he go on TV by Mr. Wizard, Beekman, or Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Who is Beekman?
That was Beekman's World. Do you remember that show?
Yes.
He had like
vaguely.
his buddy or whatever, his science lab rat, basically was a dude in a big nasty rat costume.
Gotcha. Okay. You know what, Jerry? Just because we've got some wiggle room, I don't know why. I want to go with the weirdest answer here and go Mr. Wizard.
Sounds good.
I think Meatball would do something like that. Just the total off brand. Seems like the perfect timing to throw one of those out there. So let's go Mr. Wizard, final answer.
I don't know why you think Mr. Wizard's so weird. I thought he was pretty cool. Yeah, it's Mr. Wizard. That is correct, man.
Wow, man. We ran the table, Jerry. 1 and done.
Yes, sir.
So we end the week 4-1. And Jerry, you are the final winner of the Judas Priest tickets. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I am so pumped.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much for hanging out and leading me to victory today.
No problem.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rock and Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
Well, today is the final day to assault the vault, Mark.
It's a final day for a lot of things.
Yeah, we just gave away our last pair of Judas Priest tickets. We have the last day for assault the vault. You're about 10 minutes away now from us drawing Alice Cooper tickets as well.
10 pairs of tickets were given away, 8 online, and then 2, one from each stop at Doja. But yeah, the Assault the Vault, man, $30,000. Yeah. This could be going to one of you guys or gals, for that matter. Yeah. We have got some big money every single hour, 8:30 to 5:30 today. We're going to give a new code number. Each code number has got $100 attached to it. So every code number you in put to in the running for the $100. Now, again, the 30 grand could be attached to any one of these pin numbers. It could be attached to the last pin number or the one coming up at 10 o'clock, you know? So you're going to want to make sure at about half past the hour from 8 to 5, 8:30 to 5:30, you're putting in those pin numbers on the 107.7 RKR app so that way you can get 30 grand.
You know what you could do with 30 grand, Mark?
Yes.
You could park in downtown Detroit 300 times during the NFL draft.
That's sad.
When you put it in terms like that.
Yes.
What's more? No, I'm just
That doesn't seem like a lot.
No, it doesn't. Because if you also think about it, it will buy you 20,000 Costco hot dogs and 3,300 beers at a Lions or Tigers game.
Oh, my gosh.
But you can park downtown Detroit for 300 times.
That's bad. That's really bad. Well, we're trying to hook it up for somebody, 30 grand, so you can invite 299 of your friends to park in Detroit. And then there goes your 30 grand. But try to win it. Get that 107.7 RKR app, and we are getting ready to assault the vault at 8:30, your first pin number. It's all sponsored by Casey's Autoland on 107.7 RKR, the rocker.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
Well, that is it. It is after 8 o'clock, which means, Mark, you and I need to be making some phone calls because Alice Cooper is going to be in town August 2nd. And we need to pick some winners, my guy.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think we should give our first winner a call here.
Should we do that? All right, let's do this real quick. We're going to call our first winner here.
Hello, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin, this is Meatball and Mark Frankhouse with The Rocker. What's up, man?
Not much. How's it going?
We're doing good. We're doing good. You met Meatball, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, man. We were hanging out at Doja this past weekend for 420. Justin, I just wanted to call and let you know, we drew your name. You just won a pair of tickets to go see Alice Cooper.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, man. Congratulations. August 2nd, you're going to be at Wings Event Center, man. You're going to be hanging out with us, with Alice Cooper. It's going to be a hell of a show, man.
That is great.
Awesome.
I saw him in South Bend a couple of years ago, so I'm looking forward to see him again.
Fantastic.
Sweet, Justin. All right, man. Well, congratulations. Your name is going to be at the Will Call window.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it, man. And for the rest of you who signed up online and at my location at Water of Elite, we're going to be starting to give you guys a call. So if you see a number from 269, make sure to keep it locked on the rocker and keep your eyes locked on your phone because, Meatball, I think we call the rest of the winners right now.
You want to do that?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to go make some phone calls.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It's the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse.
And Meatball.
Got some cool news, actually. There's a Michigan marching band that's going to be a part of one of the most, I don't know if you could call it prestigious, but most well-known parades in the country, the AES 500 Festival Parade that goes down in Indianapolis to hype up the Indy 500.
Oh, that's cool.
The Grand Ledge Marching Band from Eaton County, they're going to be performing along with 14 other marching bands from across the U.S. to get people excited for the Indy 500.
So do they, okay, so they do the parade, but like, do they march around the track in Indy?
I don't know if they march around the track. Well, from what I do know, it's a 2-mile parade route.
Okay.
So it's probably running through Indianapolis. The cool thing is all of the, I think there's 33 Indy 500 drivers. I think there's 33 Indy 500 drivers. They're all a part of the parade too.
That's cool.
So yeah, okay. It's going to be pretty sweet. So Grand Ledge, the only marching band from Eaton County in the entire state that's going to be a part of this parade. which is pretty cool.
You said the parade route's 2 miles?
Yes.
The track at Indy is 2.5 miles.
Ooh.
So they just march in a circle.
Yeah.
Just all in a left turn.
They're going to pack that place.
You could just hear all the bands at once playing at the same time.
You know, they really could mess them up as if they started on the left and worked their way to the right. they had to turn right.
They made them go backwards.
You know what?
The Indy drivers, I mean, you would see the cars in a slow chase just slowly turn into the wall.
Listen, these people are about to watch 500 laps of the cars going in the same direction. The least they could do is go the opposite way during the parade.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR is the Rock and Morning Show with Meatball.
And Mark Frankhouse.
And of course, it's after 9 o'clock. We welcome back into the studio Chris Turner from BC Pizza.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Doing well?
Awesome. Hey, a fantastic job yesterday. Meatball and I were talking about this. It was Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
Yes.
So
yes.
The entire radio station was overrun by children firing
and
people.
Dogs.
And dogs.
Yeah, we had dogs.
Firing people left and right. It was pretty awesome. Cool. We stayed alive, luckily. Yeah.
We got out of here before all the firings happened.
Man, I think everybody became an instant fan of BC Pizza if they never had it before. You guys did great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We just love serving this team. A lot of fun.
That was the first time I think I had the Greek pizza that you made. It was so good.
The Greek pizza, honestly, is one of our very best pizzas. No sauce. Lots of veggies, pretty healthy, honestly.
And it has probably one of the best smells of all the pizzas, too. I mean, it's got like a garlic butter or something on it. It was very garlicky or very pungent.
The base is actually crushed garlic.
There you go.
And butter. Yes.
Yeah, that smell was just all throughout the building, and I was like, oh, I have to eat whatever that is.
Yeah, I said that thing is definitely not lacking the gar.
No, definitely not.
Thank you.
Especially
thank you.
When I...
little pizza joke there for you guys.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We did have a question Wednesday for Weird Ass Wednesday. You know, you sponsor that bid for us. We were talking about Bigfoot. Have you ever thought about doing a Bigfoot pizza?
I haven't. No, okay. What would be on a Bigfoot pizza?
Well, first of all, hair. Big feet. Yeah, you hair. Would put big feet on it. No, you wouldn't put hair on it.
Angel hair pasta?
Oh, my God.
No, just make it like giant. You can just make a Bigfoot pizza.
So we have a Sarge pizza.
Oh,
that
there
we
you
could,
go.
We rebrand as the Bigfoot pizza, I suppose.
I like that. And get a little more of a woodsy kind of feel to it.
We could put all the mushrooms on it.
There we go. See? Yeah. See? Look at
it's morale season. We got to track those bad boys down.
There we go. All right. There's a real reason Chris is here. It's because we get to pick our workplace of the week. And Chris, if you would like to do the honors, the drum roll is on.
And our new workplace of the week winner is...
Lena Gardner.
Congratulations.
Minge's Creek Chiropractic in Battle Creek.
Congratulations. Hey. Minge's Creek Chiropractic. You have the wonderful employee, Lena Gardner, who has won you Workplace of the Week. So we're doing a pizza party on Monday for you guys.
That's right. So give us a call, 978-1077, and we can hook you up. We just need to know kind of how many people are going to be there, what kind of flavors you like on your pizza, or if we convince you to maybe be the first to try the Bigfoot pizza.
Yeah.
Rebranding. Already in motion.
Well, Chris is looking at me like, just stop coming up with these ideas. Please stop.
Well, it's weird. That's for certain. We appreciate the feedback. Absolutely.
Here, have this little box. If you have a suggestion slip, you can just drop it in this box over here, Meatball.
You're just going to throw all those away. That's how that works usually for me.
That is how it works. Lena Gardner, congratulations again to you and Minge's Creek Chiropractic. You are our new workplace of the week. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Monday's guest, Michael Shreve, burst onto the music scene at 18, debuting on Santana's debut album, which was released in 1969. Their legendary performance at Woodstock later that summer changed rock and roll and the band's life as they were thrust into fame and rock and roll history. You can relive that performance by listening to our interview with Michael on demand on the rocker app and give this album a spin this weekend. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR.
to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Woo-hoo! Yeah! Yeah!
Best day of the week, best time of the day on Friday. It is first beer of the weekend on the Rocker Morning Show. And our good friend Jake is in the studio from Presidential Brewing.
Hey, guys.
How's
good to be here. So excited to bring you guys a brand new drink. We've never had this one before.
Awesome.
So we're your guinea pigs.
Yeah, this is hearkening back to an old era for us. We called it New Beer Friday way back in the day.
Nice.
It's not a beer today. This is a cider. But I brought with us a cider called Martha's Punch. It's a brand new cider that we're offering. And this has in it, obviously, you know, the apple content, but then there's also some cranberry and orange juice, and it ends up kind of coming out fruit punchy.
Whoa!
It's pretty sweet. So we're going to get this going.
Nice.
Get some cider going for us this morning.
All right.
And it's beautiful too. It pours out like this really pretty fuchsia.
It's almost the same red as the font on our glasses. So you almost can't read first beer of the weekend on the mugs.
You can definitely smell that cranberry.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's a cool drink. It's just in time for the actual warm weather that we finally have gotten to.
Yeah,
and
man.
I'm so pumped to have this summer. So cheers, guys.
Yeah, cheers.
All right, cheers, everybody. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so when you drink this one, it definitely carries some of that cranberry tart with it.
Mm.
You get some of that apple vibe. That orange comes through. It's a really awesome combination of flavors.
Wow.
And so excited to have this one as we're kind of getting things geared up for our beer garden this summer. Have people outside drinking this fruity little punch here that we've got.
The nice thing is this is like, you do get that tartness. It's almost like drinking a sour in a little bit too, because you do get that little bit from the cranberry. But what I didn't expect was, because you said there was orange juice in it and it's obviously a cider, it doesn't have that like sharp punch that you normally would get from a cider, from citrusy type stuff.
Right. Yeah, it blends really, really well together. These three, we just kind of decided that we needed another brand in our cider family. And so we came up with this one and really excited about how this one turned out. This will be a fun summer drink.
It legitimately drinks like Hawaiian Punch.
It is. I mean, it does.
This is dangerous. You know that, right?
Well, this one's only 5.5%. So it's not too brutal. We'll be okay on that end. But I'll tell you this, it's going to go great with our summer concert series, which is kicking up starting a week from today. So excited about our summer concerts. We've got the Honor Credit Union stage out there, and we've got so many bands lined up. We've got music every Friday and Saturday lined up the entire summer. So we're getting ready to kick that off. Even more fun, my band, my personal band, gets to play on that stage next Friday.
I was getting ready to ask.
So that's going to be a good time. We play a bunch of different stuff from a really kind of the Southern rock genre is sort of our space. But it's going to be a ton of fun. Excited to kind of put some new songs out there with this group of guys. And we're going to have a riot next Friday. It's going to be awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet, man. I was going to say, going back to this beer, it's actually really nice
cider.
Because... Well, yeah. Cider.
Same.
Anyway, no. No, it is really nice because even if you're not a fan of ciders, it is... Sorry, it's Friday. It's been a long week. No, it is really nice because that the sweetness kind of kills that mouth tart that you get from cider, from sours, typically. So...
Yeah, for sure.
This thing is super smooth.
In any kind of drink that we make, there's always a different set of balances that we need to keep in check. And sweet and tart kind of go together. And that's one that if we can keep the ratios in the right area, they balance each other out and it tastes awesome.
Well, we want you guys to experience this yourself. 978-1077, caller number 7. You're going to win a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company. And we're going to be gearing up for that summer concert series, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you jam out for the first time ever.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. We can't wait to get that going. Also, today only, come in and get your first draft pour of Martha's Punch 50% off. So come out today and get that.
And can't confirm, beautiful. I think looking around the room, I see a lot of happy faces. This is Rocker Morning Show Guinea Pig approved.
Oh. Yes.
We're on board with this one, I think.
We'll be your guinea pigs anytime.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Jake, as always, thanks for coming in for first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
All right. Cheers to the weekend, people.